to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report as we bring in Pete Huff from Best Dam Bait and Guide Service right here in Beaver Dam. Pete, how's your week been out on the water?
Pretty good. The Madison chain is still producing quite a few bluegill. And early morning, occasionally walleye and smallmouth bass are definitely moving up shallower water right now too.
Now it's great when like the bluegills are biting, because right, if you get young fishermen out there, kids fishing, you know, you catch some of those panfish and such. That's real fun for the kids, as opposed to maybe, you know, going for some bigger type of fish, right?
Yeah, it's easier for them, and the fish are typically shallow, less than 5 feet. They can cast out, you know, their pole and stuff, and makes it enjoyable to take kids out and easy for them to catch fish.
Sure, exactly. Now, you said the Madison chain, they were getting hot. What else have you been hearing across the region?
I heard Big Green was producing smallmouth and bluegills there too. Walleyes kind of on Winnebago. I know that Mercury Nationals is this weekend. There'll be, I think, about 300 boats in that. So that'll be a big turnout up there in Fond du Lac area. There is some walleyes biting there. And Green Bay, still some fish biting up there also.
Hey, Pete, have you ever taken part in the Walleye Weekend event?
I have, yes. I haven't done it now for about 5 years, but yeah, definitely have cashed a check there before, and it's a two-day event, and it's pretty good time, actually.
You know, that's one of those fun things, you know, you don't know a lot about fishing in the tournament, but I always tell people, when the boats are coming in for weigh-ins and such, watching them all come in on, like, Oven Island, it's quite the sight to see, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it really is, and it's put together well. I want to say they've done that for 20-plus years, the Walleye Weekend up there, and it's a big turnout.
Now, is that the case where do you get people from all over the country coming in for that one?
Yeah, over the Midwest for sure for that. Mercury sponsors it, so a lot of their pros are fishing it. And, yeah, you see every make and model out there for sure.
Pete, you're telling me that the fish have been few and far between on the Wednesday night event that you always take part in?
Yep, they haven't been too good. I think the fish are buried in the shallow weeds yet, and they're not up on rocks where they typically were other years at this time. So just a matter of those weeds kind of dying off, because they will here soon. They'll fall down, and that's when the fish will get out more in the open area.
Pete, anything else people should know about fishing here before we let you go this week?
No, not really. It looks like nice weather. We got some rain coming up next week, so it should be a good weekend to get out.
Sounds good. Tell us about Best Dam Bait and your guide service.
The bait shop's at 1132 Madison Street in Beaver Dam. It's open 24/7. Got some nice leeches in here recently, and crawlers and et cetera, so stop on in. If you'd like to schedule a guide trip, you can call me at 608-609-2707.
Hey, thanks for the time, Pete. We'll chat next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Wade.
Let's bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle in Madison right now. Pat, from your perspective, what have you been hearing about the Madison chain this week?
Fishing's been great. We haven't had a lot of rain, so we can definitely use a little water down here, but you know, the action around town's been great. We got bluegills on beds in a lot of spots, so those fish are easy to target, and bass are hungry. A lot going on around town.
Now, you also mentioned that, you know, they got the big walleye tournament on Lake Winnebago this weekend, but Madison's hosting a national muskie event?
That's right. The PMTT, which is the Professional Muskie Tournament Trail, I believe, is going to be here in town. They're hosting one of their qualifying events on Lake Monona this weekend. So I guess that's 125 boats, not just on Lake Monona. I guess it's Monona, Wabisa, and Kiganza they have to roam around. But it's kind of cool to see a national organization like that host an event here. But, of course, we have fantastic muskie fishery, so it makes sense.
So when you have a big events like that with so many boats on there, how does that affect, you know, the recreational person that wants to go fishing? Can they still get out there? Is there still room for them?
Yeah, they can. I mean, the tournament trail folks are kind of relegated to a few launches, so you would want to avoid certain launches, but there's a lot of places to launch boats on all the lakes, so you can get around that. And then, of course, there's going to be more boats out on the water than you might see on a normal weekend, but the tournament guys are, you know, generally pretty respectful of people's space, and, you know, just everybody be patient, and we can all get along fine, I'm sure.
I'm sure you can as well. Anything else you've heard about fishing or outdoors in general by you?
Well, yeah, it's just a great time of year to be on the water. Like I said, the bluegill bite's been great. Bass are still in a great post-spawn bite. Walleyes up here in Lake Mendota are snapping. I've been hearing a lot of them coming out of the water. But, yeah, it's just a great time to be out fishing.
Tell us about DNS Bait and Tackle.
Well, we're located at 1411 Northport Drive right here on the north side of Madison at the corner of Troy Drive and Northport Drive. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch and a quick jog off the interstate.
Pat, I appreciate the time, and we'll chat next week.
Thanks, Wade. Always a pleasure.
All Out Marine, your experts in local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in and see their new and used inventory. Order your new model now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro Tracker dealer. Let's head to Fishtails in Fox Lake right now and bring in Dave. Dave, what have you been hearing on in your neck of the woods for fishing this week?
It's been good. People are getting panfish everywhere, occasional walleye, but the bass and pike are biting good here. The walleyes are biting on Beaver Dam fairly well. That's kind of a trolling bite, but out here, I've been getting them just casting plastics and throwing some cranks and stuff like that, but the panfish, the bluegills are up along the shorelines and around most piers. They're spawning, basically, right now. And same with Green Lake. The fish over there are shallow, and they're spawning on their shallow reefs over there, too. So, yeah, it's been very good.
A little bit of the heat gone from what we talked last week, so more people maybe got out there and enjoyed themselves fishing and it wasn't a chore?
Yeah, right. I went yesterday. It was very nice. Actually, it was kind of a cold front situation. The water temp dropped 6 degrees, but they still bit very well. So, I went out the Wednesday before, and it was like 90 degrees and dead flat calm, and it was brutal. So it's kind of refreshing to have this kind of weather.
Tell me about Fishtails.
Well, we are open every day of the week. We open at 6 in the morning. We're closed at 6 at night. And we have everything you would need bait-wise, gear-wise, and we rent boats, and we're right downtown Highway 33, right by the bridge.
Dave, thanks for the time, and have a great day.
All right, wait.
Let's check in right now with Todd from the Landing Bait Shop on Little Green Lake. Todd, has the fishing been picking up over by you here in the last week or so?
You know, fishing's been pretty good. Panfish are just about done spawning now, so still catch them in the shallows, but the crappies, I think, have moved out to the deeper water now. So maybe not quite as easy as it's been the last couple of weeks, but they're still biting really good.
Has the traffic been pretty good on Little Green?
There's been fishermen, yep. Every day there's some guys out, and obviously on the weekends it's a little busier, but there's always a spot to fish.
Sure. Have they been using their normal baits and such to catch what's been biting?
Yeah, for the bluegills and crappies, minnows for the crappies, and then waxworms, redworms, crawlers for the bluegills. Guys have been getting some nice walleyes, too. Walleyes have been pretty good on the weed edges, so we have plenty of weeds this year, so fishing should be good all summer long.
Have you heard anything else about any of the bodies of water in your region?
Green Lake's been real good for panfish. The bluegills over there and crappies are just starting to spawn over there because it's a little colder, deeper water. So I heard lots of guys are catching fish over that way. And then I heard Puckaway has been pretty good, too. A lot of weeds, but guys are catching pike, catfish, bluegills, a few walleyes here and there on Puckaway is what I've heard, too.
Well, Todd, if people want to get the latest update when they're fishing by you, they need to stop in the Landing Bait Shop. Tell us what they'll find in the Landing and where you're located when you're open.
We've got just about everything. We rent boats. We sell beer. We sell bait. We're open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. We're kind of the one-stop shop here at the lake.
Well, Todd, I appreciate the update, and we'll chat next week.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
And that's going to do it for this week's edition of the ESPN Outdoors Report this week. No Rick Wentland this week as he found himself a honey hole and just can't stop casting. So we'll catch up with Rick next week. Have yourself a great week on the bodies of water, and we'll talk to you next week on the ESPN Outdoors Report brought to you by All Out Marine.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at DailyDodge.com.